California's shortage of primary care doctors will likely get worse, particularly in the Central Valley and here in the Inland Empire. $55 million worth of federal and private grants for medical residencies in underserved areas is expiring. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports that a deal for the state to step in and help is also in jeopardy.
The state agreed last year to make up for some of the lost funding for primary care doctors, starting with $33 million in this next budget. But the Brown administration wants to cut that funding due to a projected $2 billion budget deficit.
It's not to say that it's not a worthy investment. It's just not something that the state could afford.
The finance department's Adam Dorsey defended the cut to an unsympathetic panel of senators last week. Democratic senator and physician Richard Pan indicated lawmakers are prepared to push back.
This has already been agreed to. We should just move forward on this. Even with this, we're still going to have a net negative in terms of training positions.
The senators asked that Brown restore the money for new physicians in his revised spending proposal this month. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.